Okay, so let's start Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Aleph, we discussed that there is an Isser to shave and a Chol HaMoed, and that's because Chazal didn't want people going into Yom Tov unkempt. They wanted people getting themselves ready, shaving before and going into Yom Tov looking appropriate. So similarly, Chazal didn't want people doing laundry and Chol HaMoed. Why not? Because Chazal expected that people should get their laundry going into Yom Tov with nice, clean, fresh clothes instead of waiting till Chol HaMoed to clean to do their laundry. However, similar to the first Mishnah where we discussed that the number of people get that given extenuating circumstances, they're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. So similarly, there are a number of people who are allowed to launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. So Mishnah says, Ve'ilu mechapsin b'moed. These are the people who are allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Habam m'dinas yam, a person who comes from overseas. Again, that he was presumably on a business trip, not that he was on a cruise. Umebeis hashivya, a person who was just released from captivity, and he was released from captivity shortly before Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed. Vayotzi mebeis hasurma, a person who is released from prison. Vahamenuda shehitiru lo chachamim, a person who was put in cherem, who there was a ban put on him by the chachamim, and that finally the chachamim removed the ban. He was released from that, and that happened either right before Chol HaMoed. Now we know that part of the cherem was that they weren't allowed to shave. That was the previous mission. Part of the cherem was also that they're not allowed to do their laundry. Same thing, if a person had a neder and he finally went to the chacham for she'ilah to do hataras nedar v'hutar, and the chacham the neder was released. So clearly he took some sort of a neder not to do his laundry, not to launder his clothing, and then now he went to the chacham and the chacham managed to come up with a way for him to be released from his neder, or mitvachos hayadayim, hand towels that get dirty, they're in constant use, and so they get used up pretty quickly over the course of Yom Tov. Umitvachos hasaparim, and these are the cloths that the barbers use in order to shield the person receiving the haircut. So that cloth, it's permitted to clean that on Chol HaMoed. Now, why should that be mutter to clean? So the answer is that since there are a number of people who it's mutter to shave on Chol HaMoed, well, how are you supposed to shave them? So you're going to need this cloth in order to cut their hair. And so since you're allowed to cut your hair, you can use this cloth to shield their bodies. And if you're using this cloth, so then the cloth is going to get dirty and you're going to have to launder it. Umitpachos hasfag, and these are the towels that they use to dry themselves off and they come out of the bathhouse. Hazavin vahazavos vahanidos vayodos. Hazav is a man who has a fluid that comes out of his body, or vahazavos vahanidos is a woman who has a fluid or blood that comes out of her body at different times of the month. Vahayodos, or a girl who gives birth to a baby. So all these people are people who are going to need a new change of clothing. V'chola olin mituma l'tahara, or any person who's coming out of a state of tuma into a state of tahara on Chol HaMoed, for example, like the mitzvah that we talked about, or a person who became tamei meis, he came into contact with a dead body, and these people again also their clothing is tamei, and they're going to need to launder their clothing. Harei elu mutarn. So these people are all permitted to launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Ushar kol adam asrim, but any other person would be usher to launder their clothing. So in other words, the long and short of the Mishnah is as follows, that we say that there's an issue to launder clothing on Chol HaMoed, unless there are extenuating circumstances that prevented you from being able to launder them in advance of Yom Tov. And so the examples of the Mishnah are a person who comes back from overseas, he was on a business trip, a person who comes back from captivity, a person who was released from prison, a person who had a cherem on him, a person who had a neder and he was finally released from the neder, or a person who wants to launder the hand towels, or a person who wants to launder the cloths that the barbers would use to shield the person receiving the haircut, or the towels that they use to dry themselves off from the bathhouse. Or alternatively, there are a number of people who also they suddenly became they were tamei or in a state of tum of some sort, like a zav or a zava or a nido yolades, and they're going to need a new change of clothing now. Or similarly, a mitzora who became tar finally, or a person who is tamei meis, and all these people are going to need a new change of clothing. So all those people are mutter to launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed because it was impossible to have gotten it done in advance.